Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
First off, your thoughts on the decision by Docs?
Well, not a surprise that they were closing, right? In the time I've been in public office, whenever they put closures in the budget, they never say where, but usually they don't put them in there unless they're actually planning on closing a prison. So I can't say that I was surprised about the decision to close prisons, although I was disappointed not only in the decision, but in the where. Certainly Collins here in Western New York, the governor and Doc says no one's going to be put out of a job or lose a job. I certainly hope not. But this is just a continuation, Tom, I think, of we've seen sort of an effort to dismantle the criminal justice system in New York for a long time, right? Some of it's legislation, bail reform, discovery reform, less is more, all with the goal of having less people in jail, not because they're committing less crimes, but because we no longer incarcerate people or put people in jail for certain offenses. And as a result of that, it allows Democrats and the governor to say, well, now we have to close prisons. But this is on the heels of firing 2,000 corrections officers, on the heels of the strike, which I thought the governor handled rather poorly. And so, I'm sure the corrections officers and the folks who work in these jails will see this as just a continuation of an administration who does not respect what they do and who wants to see less people doing what they do. They want to see less corrections officers. They don't value what they do. And so I think that's how it's going to land in the correction community. And for anyone who says this is about saving money, The Kathy Hochul, Governor Hochul, and the Democrats in the Senate and the Assembly have spent $84 billion more over the past 6 years. So money, saving money, is clearly not their motivation. So it's a different motivation. I think it is to have less prisons. It is to have less corrections officers. And that's what you saw in today's decision.
The fact that Collins is being consolidated, how much do you think of that maybe from the corrections officers strike from last year?
Yeah, I mean, I think for your listeners who don't know, Collins was one of the first facilities, I believe, to go on strike. It was certainly, I can tell you from conversations I had with Docs and the executive, they viewed Collins as sort of a hotbed or a focus of the strike. And so you can't help but wonder if that played a role in the determination by the executive to consolidate, I guess, at Collins. But again, you know, if no one loses their job, then I guess that's not the worst thing in the world. Obviously, the prison up in at Bear Hill in the North Country, that is a full closure. So those corrections officers will be impacted. They'll have to go to different prisons, and who knows how close that is to their home or their families. And that's a big thing, I think, that some of your listeners, Tom, need to understand is, you know, for some corrections officers, they already don't live near where they live. They don't work near where they live, right? Some of them don't. They already drive, you know, a half hour, 45 minutes, an hour to work. Then they work these mandatory overtimes and these long shifts. And then you have to drive back home. And now with these closures, even though they're guaranteed a job, the impacted officers, they may have to drive further or be, you know, have to find a job at a facility that's further from where they live. And so there is an impact. I don't know what that impact will be at Collins. But again, you can't help but wonder what role the strike and what role their view of the corrections officers at Collins played in the determination to list Collins as one of the impacted facilities. So, and I believe, although I don't know this, you know, she could have closed up to three. She's two facilities that are impacted. You know, we'll see. Because, you know, until the new budget year, I think she still retains that ability under law to close another facility before next year's budget. So, you know, we're not out of the woods yet as far as that goes. But again, this just is, to me, a continuation of an antipathy towards corrections officers, but also just an effort to really change and dismantle the criminal justice system here in New York. And now it's no longer legislative, but it's more in the structural way by reducing prisons and firing corrections officers.
And for those corrections officers who will be working there, how concerned are you about their safety within the prison walls?
So that I would tell you before this closure, I'm always concerned about safety for corrections officers. This has been a huge issue. In fact, it was a big issue as to why the strike even occurred. It really was not about wages. That was not the motivating factor. It was about safety. Many of the folks who are working in prisons in New York today will tell you that they feel unequivocally less safe for a variety of factors. Some of it is staffing. Some of it is changes that we have made about how they do their jobs and how these facilities house inmates and people who are inside there. And of course, you know, a lot of that even includes very dangerous inmates. And so I remain concerned about corrections officers' safety. I think they feel that they're the only ones who have each other's back, that no one else does. And that's really unfortunate and really a sad testament that they feel that way and that we have not done more to try. And, you know, we asked them to do a very difficult job. This is a job that many people would not be willing to do to begin with. And if they saw what you had to do, they really wouldn't be willing to do it. And yet it remains a very necessary and important job. And so, you know, we'll continue to advocate for their safety, to make sure that they are safe in these facilities, in spite of some of these consolidations and closures. But I do remain not only concerned for the folks at Collins, but for the folks at every facility currently here in New York State.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.